7. Then humble your heart as well, so that you may pull God closer to you. For the Lord is near to those with a contrite heart. Psalms 33:19. Don't you see those in opulent houses who are in disgrace, not responding even when the lesser servants insult them, but endure it due to the shame encircling them because of their sin? So you should also, if anyone insults you, don't get angry, just remorse, not for the insult, but for the sin which has led you to disgrace. Lament when you sin, not because of the punishment you'll face, as that is insignificant, but because you've offended your master, who is so gentle, so compassionate, loving you so much and longing for your salvation that he even sacrificed his son for you. For this, mourn and do this continuously, for this is confession. Don't be cheerful one day and then sad the next, then cheerful again, but maintain a persistent state of mourning and self-reproach. Because blessed, he says, are those who mourn, that is, those who do this unbrokenly. So continue doing this consistently, be cautious and afflict your heart as if you had lost a beloved son. Tear your hearts, not your clothes. Joel 2:13. What is torn won't rise high, what is broken can't rebuild itself. This is why one says tear, and another, a broken and a contrite heart, God will not despise. Psalms 51:17. Even if you're wise, rich, or a ruler, tear your heart. Don't let it become arrogant or inflated. For what is torn doesn't inflate. Even if something is making it blow up, it cannot retain the inflation because it is torn. So adopt a humble mind. Understand that a single word justified the tax collector, and that was not humiliation, but true confession. If this has such power, think of the magnitude of humility. Forgive those who have sinned against you, as this too forgives sins. Regarding the latter, forgive, and you will be forgiven. There's another way that delivers us this remedy, acknowledging our mistakes, because admit your sin first, so that you may be justified. Isaiah 43:26. For one in distress to give thanks erases his sins, and almsgiving, which is greater than everything else.